Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. A beautiful day in the city of Chicago. Is it a day that you'd like to bring your dog to work? Dave Bennett says, yeah, he'd be up for bringing his dog to work. Yeah, that would work. And I think in many cases, it would be a fun thing to do. Obviously, if you're working in a factory, you're a school, maybe a school teacher might work. I don't know. Howard Tallman is the general managing partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors. He is the founding executive director of the Ed Kaplan Family Institute for Innovation and Tech Entrepreneurship, professor in entrepreneurship at Illinois Institute of Technology. His resume is long. He is basically a serial entrepreneur. How are you this morning, Howard?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
And among all that, you're also an animal lover.
Yes, I am. In fact, this Friday night is the Fur Ball.
Yes, which is huge for Paws Chicago. And I know you and your wife, Judith, will be there, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We usually don't bring our dogs because they're such impolite little guys, but we do love them.
Do you bring your dog to work?
You know, I do bring my dog to work, especially now since there's very few people at work. But it's an interesting question. You know, some buildings have already adapted, and some companies obviously have. And as you said, it really also depends on where you work. You know, if you work in a factory, it's probably not going to happen. But if you work in other environments, and frankly, look, hospitals, which are clearly sensitive to all these kinds of issues, have had support and comfort dogs forever. And so, you know, this is a really transitional time. If you can believe this, 13 million homes got a new pet, you know, after the pandemic began. And from the standpoint of pet adoptions, almost 300,000 pets were adopted from animal rescue groups just in 2020. So, a lot of folks have new pets at home. One of the great things, Lisa, has been that we haven't seen a rush as people are slowly going back to the office. We haven't seen a rush to return dogs and cats to the adoption centers, which is great. But at the same time, those pets aren't going to take care of themselves at home for traditional work days. So we're going to see companies adapt. This is a fairly inexpensive perk. But it's also complicated because you're going to have people at the office with allergies. You're going to have all kinds of issues about, you know, transportation and care and this kind of stuff. So I would tell you this. I mean, second only to what we're going to do about child care, I think pet care is going to be a big issue.
So Howard wrote an article for Inc., and he talked about prying people away from their pandemic pets. And this is something that's been happening in tech firms, right? Facebook, Google, yep. They can bring their dog to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And frankly, those firms also went further and made sure there were. And by the way, we have these in airports now, too, you know, dog comfort areas. You know, special elevators, special kinds of provisions for what to do. Because, you know, you don't want it to be, I realize that in the world of, you know, COVID, this is a bizarre issue, but you would like your pet to be good for you and not an imposition on other people. If we could only teach this to the people in the, you know, in the area of vaccines, we'd be so much better off as a country. But putting that aside, I think a lot of folks and a lot of companies already have made this shift.
Well, and everybody's doing what they can to get people back into the workplace. And if this is a perk, I mean, let's face it, it seems like U.S. workers have the upper hand right now as far as choosing what they want to do and where they want to work. This might be a perk that for many of us who are dog lovers would tip us in favor of working for one particular company over another.
Well, I think that's right. I also think we're going to see a shorter work week, which is going to be another interesting, you know, issue. We're going to see a lot of companies saying you can come back 3 or 4 days a week, and you can sort of pick those days. And again, this is going to vary by what your work responsibilities are, but that's going to be another shift. And so people are going to have more time at home. And frankly, a whole bunch of people are probably never going to go back to the office because working at home has worked out at least as well and probably better for them in many respects. One of the great things, you know, there's a Chicago company called the Mom Project, which was always about returning women who had kids to the workforce. And boy, have they boomed in the last year and a half, because it turns out that that fantasy of staying at home with your kids but still having a good job has been turned into a reality for millions of workers all across the country.
What's going to happen to Chicago real estate? You're a big part of this city. You have a great perspective. You're well connected. What happens when people start working from home permanently and we've got all these empty offices downtown?
You know, I think we're going to see what's happened already in other cities, and that is some of these large commercial buildings are going to be turned into residential buildings, and I think commercial real estate is going to be really challenged for the next couple of years, part of which is just that people are not coming down, but the other part is the city's a little bit out of control in terms of some other issues like crime, and you know, we have to restore the whole central business district to a place that's thriving and vital as it was, both in terms of entertainment, retail, theater, the whole nine yards. And we're not there yet.
Well, I think a lot of people feel safer walking the streets of Chicago or driving into the city with their dog in the back seat. For some reason, they not only give us comfort, but we feel safer with them. So, Howard, do you think the new smoke break at work is going to be the new dog walk?
I think that's for sure going to happen. And I think, you know, again, the interesting question is some of the buildings have made the shift and others are going to be very slow to do it. And we'll just have to figure out, look, this is the issue of when you get on an elevator, you know, do you want to have somebody's dog in the elevator with you? It's an enclosed space. You may have allergies. So there's going to have to be a lot of rules of the road. But I think that we're going to get there because I think it's important to people's mental health, both their pets and their own mental health.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. Howard Tolman, if you want to find out more about Howard and his perspective on things, Tolman.com is a great website. And I hope you have a beautiful day, Howard. Give your little dogs a hug for me.
Thank you, Lisa.